who weren't able to make it. He's out of town today, so we will reschedule him for next Tuesday. I think it's important that he be in the committee at the time we're discussing his confirmation. We will proceed on with the other three items on the agenda, and I don't think it'll be a very long meeting.
Senator Jackson.
President, there'll be a Rules
Committee meeting immediately upon adjournment in Buckrovich Room.
Senator Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to a point of order pursuant to the previous announcement. You know, the rules do include protections for both the majority and the minority, and they say that both sides shouldn't be subject to unreasonable delays. But they do also provide that, and I would read directly from Mason's manual on this one, section number one, subsection three. Individual members, for example, are entitled to receive notices of meetings and to the opportunity to attend and to participate in the deliberations of the group. And that didn't happen at one of the last Rules Committee meetings, Mr. President, and I would just hope there would be an instruction that members would be given the opportunity to participate in the deliberations of the group in the future in that committee.
We're under announcements. Special orders. Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until Monday at 11 a.m.
Without objection, we're adjourned until Monday, 11 a.m.
April 12th.